what's up? It's your boy, 9-11, and you tuned in to ABG Podcast, man. As always, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. Check it out, man. I got my homeboy, my dog, man. Met this guy here in the Army, man. South Cack, man. I got my guy, B. Fletch, on with me today, man. What's good, B. Fletch?
Good to see you, man. It's been a long time. We get to miss each other, man. I come to D-Town, you gone. I come to Houston, and I'm doing something, you know, kind of doing something. That's what it's doing. We got to use this new technology they got nowadays, man.
You ain't in mind. Boys don't know you. Boys don't know you a comm expert, man. So you got background in this. So you ain't lost. You get on here and act like you lost, but I know you be dabbing and feeling with all the technology and keeping up and staying up to speed.
Man, you already know, man. Signal, man. You know what it is, man.
Yeah. Go good, man. Man, let's go back to how we met, man. We're gonna just do a little story time, man. We're gonna kinda tell about some of the stuff we used to do back at Fort Hood, man. We ain't gonna incriminate ourselves, but you know, we gonna just chop it up, man, and just see, you know, catch up, run it, man. So, what was it when we first met, man? Because I think, was you already there?
Yeah, so I was already there. It was about a good 21 of us that came to Fort Hood when they were throwing guys to wait.
Yeah.
We were just the ones in the rear. Me, Quincy, Calhoun, Jefferson, Elks, a bunch of us, man, was back in the rear.
Yeah.
And I can't exactly remember when, but I know like the boys came back from Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
I think you came in right after they came from Kuwait.
I think I did. I was on the ass end because when I came, you know, it wasn't a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You came with all the riffraff. Like,
yeah.
Here's the first
sergeant out.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like,
I said,
fuck
you, first sergeant.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Tennessee boys, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, man, it was bad, man. They started kicking people out. People doing extra duty for it. The only person I know that's never really seen a little bit of freedom was the boy. Yeah. I think he broke a record up on 45.
Stayed on it.
I ain't never seen him off it.
Man, they had the boys when they were cutting with the little spin mold. Man, I used to see, man, he did everything around them.
I ain't never seen them off 45. He the only dude I know been on 45. The whole time he was in it, 3 years.
Boy, stayed on extra duty, man.
I gradually we started like linking up, man. I don't know. One of them barracks started linking up, man.
Now hold on, let me tell how I really started hearing about you. I think one cat came in and I seen his haircut. Now, anybody know me? No, I'm particular about my hair. No, I'm particular about my edge up. I'm looking at what everybody else getting cut around there. I'm looking around at these little military shots. I say, nah, man, where that cut come from? That was different. Man, people don't know, man, this boy hands was blessed. Once I found that out, that's what jump started everything.
Yeah, I think that's really what jump started when I was cutting hair. I started reading the hair. When people, when a few people allowed me to cut their hair, that people thought that I was pretty good at cutting hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thought. I think that's when I kind of like officially kind of did.
Yep.
And from there, it's kind of like everybody else we was dealing with, kind of like we was dealing with some of the same people. So
Yeah.
And then one of them, who got the alcohol tonight? Who's going in on alcohol? You know?
Yeah, yeah. People don't know, man. I tell people, man, that it used to be days where we would sit up and basically just turn one of the rooms into a casino. People would buy cases of 40s. Not a 40, not a case of beer. They would buy cases of 40, liquor all around the room. We got 2-3 dice games, got a card game. Somebody, you cutting down the hall in and out. food, man, it was crazy.
Music blasting.
You got these fools competing which coach the best. Each coach trying to play their music the loudest from their little room.
Man, you had that going on. You had them boys playing rock music. I'm gonna tell you, you would think you was just some kind of building with just club.
No shit. Each room had its own little vibe.
Yeah. That's so. They start coming in.
Yeah.
Add people on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I recall when we was at the 1-7 cab, people just kind of like just start going out City Lights.
Yep, City Lights.
Start hanging out at City Lights.
Yep.
Be in the motor pool. I'm just kind of bouncing around, but like you be in the motor pool, talking our shit here and there. The first one is, huh?
Oh, yeah, you good. You ain't sense. Just don't get me shut down. I know your mouth, man. Yeah. Do your thing. I know little Geechee gonna let that man.
Yeah.
That's just,
am I allowed to speak freely on ABG podcast?
Man, this dude real ignorant. Yeah. But, yep. That's when it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you another thing that was crazy, too. Once we all figured out we like to joke, and people start roasting each other, and really, we were like, oh, that's what y'all on? Man, we was eating cats up.
Tearing them up.
That
motherfucker didn't want to come in the room sometimes.
Hell yeah. There they go.
I just got afraid.
I'm like,
people telling this story.
I'm like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm talking about you and let it get good. Man, shut the fuck up. Boy, that shit, you done had cats on top. You can see that face read.
Stop lying, man. You have to buy yours.
Yeah.
You ain't got to lie,
dog. There's all
kinds of shit to do, though, man. If the crazy thing, you have to get a big bottle.
What's that?
How much talent that we paid.
Man, right now, circle.
I mean, I'm talking about you,
Big country strong fool, man.
Man, you know, you was like the top of the nation, man. Like,
yeah.
He was ranked in the nation. Man.
Yeah. One of the top running backs.
He could have went anywhere.
Yeah.
He said, man, the business there, man.
Yep.
Then, like, I had another partner, man. He stayed out there in, he from Oklahoma. But he went to school down here in Lamar.
Yeah.
And he tried out for the league, man. He was nice in basketball. He said, I tried out for the team, but then he good. So, his Terry was my next option.
Yeah. Remember that fool McGee from Houston?
Yeah, McGee. They say he's still down in Camino.
No shit.
Yeah, that's what, called Eddie Bob, but that ain't his name.
I know what you're talking about, Kappa Eddie. Pretty boy
yeah,
Eddie.
Yeah. I still know some people that I affiliate with from another organization.
Uh-huh.
But most of them were military. But a lot of them got retired down there. Clean, man.
Yeah.
It done changed so much around there now.
Man, they changed the name of the post. You know that, right?
Man,
I don't want to lie because it's not a weird name, but it's just it just throw you off because you used to Fort Hood. And you hear somebody say it, you're not gonna know what it is unless you already know what the name change is.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look it up. I don't want to just misquote it.
I think it's probably the best thing they could change the name to anything hood, man.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? You equate hood with like some ratchet shit.
And it really was because I don't know if you remember around the time we was there. That's when old girl, she was one of the biggest gang leaders from Chicago. Remember that?
Yeah.
She was down there. She was like in 4-5-D when they busted her.
I think
she was a vice lord or something like that.
Yeah, that's the one that killed the black man,
right? Yeah, around that time.
Yeah.
And see, at the time, I just left Houston. But at the time when we was all running together, like you say, that camp that formed, it eventually was me. And you know Dan out here now, Fort Worth, he a police chief, Attaboy. Then you had Attaboy, you had Q, you had Jelly added on. Then, you know, of course, man, we was still cats that was running with cats that wasn't in the military. So we had Quince and them brothers when we come hang out in Houston. And man, that was some of the craziest nights ever. If them would have been documented, man.
Oh, we'd have been viral.
Man.
We'd have been viral, man.
You wouldn't believe some of those nights. Just getting to Houston from Fort Hood, you wouldn't believe some of the nights we had.
Oh, man. Look, them Fridays get ready to come to Houston. Oh,
man.
Carlos, man.
15
deep San Antonio. I was in San Antonio.
Man.
Under the table.
Hey,
look like a
for real. I'm talking about bodies everywhere.
Man, look.
That's when I remember you had Austin.
Them the three ones
used to go through most. Yeah. Cause Austin back in the day, see, people be telling me now, you know, they be trying to talk about Austin. I'm like, man, we was on 6th Street heavy back in the day. Heavy.
Heavy. I mean, we go on 6th Street on all.
Look, you remember back in the day, our unit was so hot on that back road that you would get an Article 15 if you get caught even going back there. Like, that's just how much we was scatting up and down that highway, just hitting that little back road, cutting off that time. But that bitch was a death trap. Man, so many soldiers got killed going up that, man. Well, I can't remember that highway name, but every other weekend, somebody gone.
Roosevelt.
Yep.
Roosevelt, crazy.
Hey, the Lufkin trips, them was crazy.
Look,
hey, them Alexandria trips was. I tell anybody, I say, look, my city is not big, but when I brought them boys to the A. Man, they felt like they was in New York. Because this was Boomerang was jumping. My R.I.P. Pratt, that dude that owned Boomerang, he passed, man. Cutting down some trees for his grandmother trying to get our house during an ice storm. Man, a tree fell on it, man. But R.I.P. Pratt. But the club we used to go to, because a lot of cats back then didn't know. Like, at our club, you could drink, smoke. A lot of cats, they'll see the laws and they'll nut up and they'll be like, damn, you good? And you know, and everybody walking around, I say, man, look, they ain't tripping in here. Now, mind you, we military cats and we got cats rolling up like Dan. Cali, but they looking at the laws. I'm like, man, look, if you don't come in Boomerang with anything you want is inside of that club, you can get it.
EJ
just got married. That's why I was out there last weekend. Yep. Shout out Snack.
Shout out to EJ, man. There's a bunch of them people that was in Dallas, man. To that road trip down to the Bayou Classic.
Man. Yeah, boy. Man.
Bayou Classic. I
still got
the pictures, man. I've been looking at pictures
out of
time.
Yeah, man, you got to send me that. But it's a lot of footage, man, I lost, especially when I came back home. I moved back to my dad's house for a second. And when you first get home base, you drop everything off. And, man, it done had floods in Louisiana. It done had all kinds of, so my stuff kind of shuffled. So, man, whatever you got, man, send me that, man.
Man, for sure, man. I had a lot of pictures at my mom's house. But the old military days, man, that just be so fun live, man. You know what I'm saying? We sit around on the weekend. Y'all try to catch me before I go to Houston. Like,
hey, that's a wrap. I'm talking about we making real appointments around there, man. You was Dr. Hell.
Yeah, I'm doing appointments,
but they was making appointments in the bubble. For real? Like, shit. And then, no, you was not bending when you said you was finna go. Wasn't nothing stopping you.
Man,
what about, look, I'm gonna tell you who we left out. What about Marie?
Oh,
You talk about somebody always on 45. My re probably smoked more than Snoop while we was in there.
Man, between my re, E, I kind of on a little bit, like, and then Walker do it a little bit. Not the Georgia Walker, but the Dallas.
Dallas Walker, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He would do it every now and again. We all be over at E-House. Man, on end.
Look. People don't know the type of stress, though, that military life be, man. It ain't just, let's be cool. Like, man, we used to be, like, 17 Cav was one of them units that stayed in the field 24-7. If they wasn't in something, they was preparing to go to something. NTC, right. 2-week field problems. And I remember when Cass was mad at me when I first got it there, and I had gotten that wreck, and I wasn't really doing shit, man. I was in the first sergeant office for the longest.
He was taking advantage of that.
I ain't gotta go to the field, that boy. Look, remember my little roommate, Ian. Ian used to look at me, man, look at your ass.
Man, look. What's
wrong
with you?
Hey, boy, look.
It's still on my back. It's still on my wrist.
Shooting in that thing.
Yeah, nah. I don't know, man. In the end, it was probably one of the best decisions I made. My cousin told me before I came, and he said, man, you're going to be some of the realest. But they're going to be like more realest than your partner in the crib. Like, they're going to be more realest. Like, to this day, I still keep in touch with a lot of y'all. That's crazy, man.
And I'm going to tell you how I feel the same. Well, like a lot of people, it don't be so many much as youngsters asking now, like, hey, what about the military? Because them youngsters now, they with this technology, they doing their own thing. But back in the day when people used to ask me, like, hey, man, should I join the military? Like, I tell people, man, the military early on is the closest you can get to jail. Because when you in that basic training status, everybody telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So you form relationships fast and everything fast track. Because you're going through the same shit with everybody because they're trying to break you. Now, as you transition to later on, when you become permanent party, it's more like a 9-to-5, but you're still in them same constraints. You're basically staying in dorm. So your partners that you cool with, it's like you making up years and weeks because y'all living that life and y'all out there.
Yeah, it's a different kind of bond. Like,
yeah, it is, bro.
We all get to do these things. Everybody through the station with some type of basic training.
Yeah.
So you were like, shit, if something break out, nigga, can I trust you enough to make sure that I get home? You damn well trust me.
To make sure you ain't it.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like a trust, a loyalty thing.
Yeah.
And the connection of how we had to go to this train, how we had to, like, you know, up every morning, doing all this stuff in the wee hours of the morning. Like, God, man, but. It is like a restraint, but that shit also, I kind of fought myself a little bit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was kind of lost before I kind of went in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hustling and doing other stuff and, you know, getting robbed. I got robbed like one time, but that was like the first time I got robbed. Like, man, this is going to either death or dead. Like,
yeah, for real.
You know, I'm coming from a little small country town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just like just joined. I just signed up.
Yeah.
Well, no, what really happened to sign up was my homeboy playing the recruiters. Man, he fucking around with the recruiters, get free lunch and shit.
Yeah.
He's talking about, hey, I know somebody want to join. I'll be dead. The motherfucker come up. He homeboy called me. Say, hey man, recruiter about to come to your crib. He gonna take you to lunch. I say, shit, man.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, your boy told me you were thinking about joining the military. I said, yeah, we talked about it over lunch. He said, nah, imagine took over for it. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Boy, you ignorant.
So that shit, that day, had planted the seed for me, bro.
Yeah.
Planted the seed for me. So, it was just on my mind, like, the the things I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was working, I was cutting hair, I was, working at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Then I started going to school for a little bit. Then I was like, you know what? I was passing by the school office every day coming from this school.
Yeah.
And so I would stop by this one day. I was like, fuck, I'm going to stop by. I already kind of had my mind made up. I said, I'm going to join it.
Yeah.
So I went in. When I walked into the recruiter office, it was these two brothers. And I asked them, yep. And I said, yeah, man, it is a recruiting office. I was like, yeah, man, ain't that what y'all supposed to do? Dude was like, man, you go keep going in the back. Keep going in the back.
Yeah.
So I went in the back and with, I think the dude named Tim. Tim. Anyway, he's like, how can I help you, man? White guy, man. I was like, it's the recruiting office, man. Like, I'm ready to do this.
Trying to be all I can be.
Yeah, so I was like, man, what kind of job you got? So now, you know what I'm saying? My cousin had been in.
Yeah.
So he's a couple years older than me. He's been in right out of high
school. No.
He's like, hey, look, go to these motherfuckers. Don't do infantry. Don't do no scout. Don't do. So they put me on game. Like, man, yeah. Some technical shit or something, man. You don't want to do that infantry scout shit.
They grunt
you.
Yeah.
They all day.
Yeah.
So, I'll be there, man. Go to that motherfucker. I got the right job for you. I was like, what's they gonna be traveling? Woo woo. He said, infantry. I said, man, I got one. I said, hell no, I want that shit. I want that kind of traveling. Yeah, I got walking the goddamn way, man. I said, you try, man. I said, well, look, I need something technical, man. At the time, that was the.
Now, had you ever messed with like. Was you already like kind of messing with like electronics and communication type stuff before then, or you just had an interest in that?
No, I always had we tinkered with like electronics. You know, me and my homeboy blow up my stereo, get fix stuff apart, put it together. And,
yeah.
He had went to Denmark. He went to Denmark for kind of electronic stuff. He would take a cell phone. You know, the guys go up on the AT&T thing, red phone.
Yeah.
He made one of the cordless phone.
Damn.
Tap into people's phones, get people conversations and shit. Like, oh shit. But
that's crazy. And see, people see us sitting here laughing, like, hey, this dude here was one of the anytime something went wrong, they were like, hey, where Fletch at? Y'all seen Fletch? Like, he was the main guy when we lay down, like, we did set up S1 and got everything. Hey, y'all seen Fletch? We good, we got calm. So when this dude talk, like, hey, he really know what's up when it come to that communication stuff.
Yeah, so the internet stuff was barely.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
It came out like 95.
Yeah,
And then in 96, we didn't really play games coming up, man. We used to go country boy. We got those. You know what I'm saying? A few people had games. My mama had bought us like Atari, Nintendo when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I never really played. Like, it was kind of boring to us. And if we go to somebody else's house, we'll play. But like, it's only like for a short span. Like,
yeah.
It never really caught our attention, though. We always tinker with like mechanical stuff, taking the lawnmowers apart, putting them back together, building go karts, building mini bikes, shit like that.
Yeah.
So we always been like mechanically inclined, and we started dealing like electronics. So my homeboy's brother was like real good at electronics. Like, I remember he first brought this Apple computer, like, didn't know what it just had like a big old box.
Yeah, yeah.
It had the Apple on that box. In order for you to play the game, you had a program for you to play the game.
Yeah.
So we'd be outside while he programmed. We were like, hey, when you get the computer programmed, so we play the game. Oh, look, you got time. You're going to code and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the first introduction I had to like computer. So besides like a little bit in school, but like that really wasn't done either though.
Yeah.
Like some BS school. So then anyway, the recruiting office. I told him. I said, man, look, if you don't got no technical job or nothing like that for me, I ain't trying to sign up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man, went to the database. Blah, blah, blah. Said, oh, we got something, but you can't leave until August. I said, perfect. I said, what? He said, man, you can be getting computers, radio, stuff like that. I said, oh, that's how I do.
Yeah.
He said, computers. He already had me getting computers. You know what I mean? I thought, okay, I get to learn computers. Because like I said, it was just really
touching, yup.
Touching base, like, you know, man.
Sure, right.
So, end up doing that, man, going in and, didn't know, man, but I barely touched computers, man. It was really radio that I had to set up the, the Humvees, the Bradleys, the A1s, cars like that. Then, like, go out in the field, working with headquarters, it was more so like we sit on top of the hill. It's kind of like to sit there and, in other words, we were able to let people talk on one side of the hill to the other side of the hill, it was the dead spot. Mm. So wherever they were the dead spot, we'd be on top of the hill, and you'd be able to transmit one side of the hill to the other side of the hill, just kind of give it like a,
gotcha,
a reference of what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if we didn't sit on top of the hill, you wouldn't have communication on one side of the hill to the other side of the hill.
Yeah.
It'd be like static. But once we
so y'all like that conduit between the two.
Between the two, yeah. So, I mean, that's what basically did. Then there, I bounced around and I bounced around, with Alpha, with the Bravo. They were trying to send me to Charlie. I was like, I ain't going. Charlie was fucked up. Charlie was fucked up, man. Bravo troop and Alpha troop, the headquarters for the troops you wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like I got to know troops, then went to Bosnia, and that was experience. That's, I think that was, but besides my birth, I think that was the first time that I was out of the country.
And how long you did over in Bosnia?
Man, I did 6-7 months. They're trying to lock me in over there.
Yeah.
Man, look, I'm over there. I'm like, oh man, they're gonna send somebody over. I called back to the red. They were like, oh yeah, I called right to the shop. I called right in the shop.
Yeah.
I was like, hey man, who y'all sitting over here? Send it. Oh shit, we thought you was gonna be able to get this done. I said, man, y'all get somebody over here quick.
Yeah. Look, I ain't know. Cause you remember at first a whole 1-7 was supposed to go, but then it broke down. Cause at first it was a little flame up over there, but then it broke down the way it calmed down. So they started taking volunteers for the most part. And that's how my roommate again, I wind up another thing, even though I had just got there, I had a whole room to myself cause he was over there like 6 months.
Right. Yeah. So they end up sending a turnover there.
Yeah. Yep. Sure. Right. Yep. Turner. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're sending a turnover there. So I was like, man, y'all trying to keep me over there. I ain't trying to stay there for 1 year, 2 years. There,
for right? real.
Yeah. Like, even though they're making bread, I ain't gonna lie, they was making some bread.
I heard. And see, that's why my roommate went, because he's like, man, I can do boom, boom, boom. If I get this, stay over there for this time frame. Like, you know, everybody went over there basically had a little plan. They knew what they wanted to do. They calculated their bread. You know, even back then, once you knew what your separate rats, hazardous pay, and all that, my cats calculate, well, I can come back with 10 right quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. I mean, after the first month, shit, when you first got there, they were living in tents, like literally.
Damn.
I'm talking about tent to kerosene, you drunk like what the fuck?
For the whole first month when y'all touched down?
Damn near, man. They were still building the hut stuff there, man. They had the hut they was building. The Navy guy, CB, they called the CB, were building huts.
Uh-huh.
So we got there, man. They was right in the tent. I was like, man, what the hell? But first, before we even got to the where we were supposed to sign it, they had different bases for the, they called the Eagle Base, Charlie, yeah, get other things. But anyway, before we even got there, we flew in, then we stopped in Italy, then we got the phone off the plane, bro.
Damn.
I'm talking about we suited.
Yeah.
That was one of the most uncomfortable airplane rides in my life. I mean, you got the black vest on. Yeah, I'm like, damn, fuck, we got the shit on, bro. Then we landed in Paris. Couldn't even get off the plane, bro.
Yeah.
Man, we just sat there on the
so road. was it that much tension over there at the time, or was that just precaution?
And man, it's probably just precaution, man, because they took it like a commercial flight with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn, we landed and we just sat there for a little bit. Then they I guess they filled up the plane. They took off again, and we took off and we went to with the engineer or something. That's when we got off that. They had like what they call that shit, a processing. Mm-hmm. They process you in there.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have an ass at the main station.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a main ship. But we stayed there for a couple of days. Then we had the Humvee, a deuce and a half to the main base.
Yeah.
Process you in there. Then everybody go to their perspective of basically where they're going to be at. You know what I'm saying? But I had a baby. Now I was chilling.
Yeah.
I was working for a one star. So.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing about you, man. You're going to always, with comms, I mean, there wasn't no choice. Like, you're going to always be with the top people because they're going to need, they're going to want to have that communication first. They don't care what nobody else got going on. They want to get where they can talk.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck, man. Shit. And a lot of times, they didn't really do that shit. I was in a pilot's talk. You know, we pull up their helicopter somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we wait for the general to come back. And the guy's like, man, what the hell is that big ass box you got? I was like, man, you want to call home? I set that shit up, find like a satellite, a signal, set it up. I'm supposed to be calling home, man. They're like, damn, you call home? I'm like, yeah. I be calling home every night.
For real. You get popular real quick with them type of power.
Yeah. The only thing is though, they supposedly they kept
like an audit on it, a ticket.
Yeah, like a ticket on it. Like they monitor the call. They like it's depending on your calls. They monitor like
the traffic on.
Yeah, like see the calls going in and out, whatever.
Yeah.
It was, as long as you wasn't doing it like excessively, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just abusing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, it was straight, man. And a couple of times, I overslept a couple of times. That overslept saved our lives.
No shit.
And I done took me a nap and fell asleep this motherfucker. I'm gonna turn the radio down.
Crazy.
Man, look, that shit was but one thing about it, man, it was an experience, man, to see how those people were living over there.
Yeah.
How bombed up it was over there. Even went over there to the Olympics, the 86 Olympics in
Sarajevo. Yeah, yeah.
Went there, like buildings all blown up and still the people still living in them and shit, man. That was an experience, man.
Damn.
See all that when he did that Memphis status, man. That was a experience out of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like cold. It'd be like this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And then out the blue, it just starts snowing like that.
Yeah.
Short sleeves, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, for the most part though, man, it most definitely was an experience. I met some cool people, man. I met some long-lasting friends. Matter of fact, my partner, man, he's from Carolina, man. Me and him, friends to the day, man.
Yeah.
He live out here. There I go, man. From Hilton.
Yeah.
We met some interracial characters out there, bro.
We did,
now,
man.
That's just military, period. Though.
Yeah, some yeah.
Interracial characters, bro.
For real. Like, cause and what's so crazy is like it's like the human experiment all in one. In the barracks, you might walk up and see a dude with nose ring, green hair one weekend. Then you'll see a dude south side fade, starched up pants. Then you see Timbo cat. It's like a big human experiment, man. How do you mesh all that together and make a team out of it?
Man, that's a good point. Good question, man. Look, that is something serious to think about, bro. Like,
for real, man. Think about that.
You got people all walks of life, and you make them mesh together as one.
As one. They hear one voice with them command about faith, love, faith, and they move in unison. That's crazy.
That's so crazy. I mean, on hindsight, I ain't never thought about it in that perspective. But now that you cleared on my mind, that's some of the it's just like anything like though. Like what you're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, like you gotta have a team. You gotta get the team on that same page.
To buy in
on what your vision is.
Yeah.
Somebody might have the same vision, but either way it goes, somebody gotta be able to match your energy.
Yep.
To be able to make this machine run properly and correctly. Like,
but you know what was interesting about that too? Because no matter how different all of us was, color, creed, race, at the core, we had a lot of the same background. It just looked different. We was wrapped up in different packages. The East Coast package, the down south. When you talked about it, what you did in the streets, what you did, how you moved. Some cats was a little wilder depending on their coast, a little more wide open if you was a city boy compared to a country cat. But you had some of them same core values in you that, you know, and you see that all that gravitated to each other. Like the real, no matter where they were from, how big, how small the city, the real all gravitated to each other and formed a clique.
It never failed, man.
Never failed.
We had some crazy. Was you there? Was you there when your boy was doing Dirty Drive? Sitting there by the radio for the car.
Which one?
Now, I forget that.
Because I kind of remember that, man. It was like they were breaking in the air by the car.
Man, dude, yeah, it was breaking the air by the car.
Like, just wilding. It was crazy.
Like you come with the field level cars on.
Yeah.
That's my car.
Yeah. Like I'm talking about went on a whole spree.
Nah, but they had the boy, man, he was from New Jersey, man. I forget the dude's name. I never really dealt with him. I just see him in past and speak to him and whatnot. And I remember I gave a ride to the PX one day.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you need a radio? I said, man, is that dude? That's you? Yeah, man.
I'm like, yeah, that was wild. Oh, I remember that every time somebody come back from the field. You remember, I'm going to tell you who was hot, though. You remember Pretty Boy Richard that had that burgundy Honda with the McLeans on? And he looked like he was about to cry.
Simmons.
You got Simmons, yep.
Yeah, I was on the back of Simmons. You put up this goddamn weapon, man. Shit. I'm talking about you coming down the street, man, and all you see in the parking lot is called Rick, man. It's called one of them. He had that blue little Hyundai, bro.
Yeah. When they say Fort Hood, man, Fort Hood was a wild place back in there. I say from a little bit before us, but through the 90s, through like early 2000, man, that post was wide open.
That was wide open. They had that blister coming to the Humvee.
Yep.
You remember we used to come to the motor pool and the back fist knocked down.
Like, yeah.
A couple Humvees gone.
State boys stealing government equipment, just snatching it.
But that's when the base was open. Like, they ain't
checking.
Yeah.
Open base. Because I told people back then, I think it was only two bases stateside that was like that. It was Hood and it was one more. But everywhere else you had, you know, you at least had a checkpoint like any other military post. Fort Hood was wide open, literally.
Wide open. I'm talking about when you come to the Fort Hood, the main gate ain't open. It's just like a sign. Welcome to Fort Hood.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's like you pulling up to college or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it was.
Pull up on that motherfucker, you got access to everything.
Everything.
People faking like they're in the military.
Man,
that's crazy.
Man, I remember they used to run all them little chicks through the barracks, man. They be up there trying to get out doing formation and all that shit. Like, man, these dudes wild, man.
Man.
But just to let them know how I came in too, just real quick. It was a similar story, just like yours, man. Big cousin. Matter of fact, the one that got married, EJ. So he was, you know, football star, doing his thing, and recruiters started following him around. Following him around. And my kinfolk always about, you know him, man. He always about that money. So he had told him, you get one more person in, you get a buddy system, you get a X, Y, and Z. You know how they used to come up with them little bonuses back. So this fool leave out. He ain't never told me, though. He didn't tell the recruiter. That no, I think he did tell me like right before he left, like, hey, I'm gonna send Sergeant Slaughter. That's his name. Shout out Sergeant Slaughter. That's what put us here. But he like, I'm gonna send Sergeant Slaughter to you, man. He gonna come holler at you. He was like, I got a bonus for just giving him your name. So I'm like, cool. Man, just like he did my cup to Fletch, man, every football game, he had the fence for my mom and them. Every Saturday, man, this boy at my house before I can even get up. And it just got man, he got to the point where I'm like, I start looking around at my partners and seeing what they doing. I'm like, shit, it might be time for me to get up. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy. The night before I went to basic training, it was me, my partner Marcus, RIP D-Valley, my boy Broderick, Super Dave, his cousin. We was on the back end of this neighborhood back home called the Valley. We was on a dead end street. It was secret indictment month. So it was laws just hot, just, you know, just flying all through the city. And then just so happened, it's graduation time. Crazy, it was in July. So I was celebrating like my last little time being at home, because I told the recruiter, I said, the last day I want to be home is at least for the 4th. I want to catch the 4th. So I wind up, he put me as like the 25th. Man, the laws pulled us up. I mean, pulled up on us. We was on the dead end. Of course, everybody ditching shit. We smoking, drinking, you know, just in the back end, just chilling. Man. The lawman walked up to me and say, what's your name? I told him my name. He said, what you doing out here? I said, we just celebrate. I said, actually, I'm about to go to the to basic training tomorrow. He said, where you going? I say, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. This before I even knew what the Army was, besides my daddy kind of hipping me to it. He said, right. Fort Lost in the Woods, Misery. He said, you know what, son? He said, you stand over here. You finna catch hell. You finna catch enough hell. You good tonight. That was my introduction to let me know the way I was going for basic. I'm like, man, that fool said that, because I'm like, I said, he just, hey, where you going for basic? I'm like, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Say, Fort Lost in, like, it's like a scary movie. Like, okay, you go stand over there. You good.
Yeah, I already know. That's
that. Oh, that's where you went to?
Yeah.
I ain't know that.
Yeah.
And man, that shit, when they say that.
First time ever seeing the St. Louis Arc.
Ain't it? And then look. Yeah. When they say lost in the woods, man, it was like miles before civilization. Miles. Because I'm talking about me and my partner from Florida. No, he was from South Cack. He looked like Flavor Flav. This fool had a mouth full of silver caps, like a little badass kid. Man, we used to... Yeah, yeah. Look, we used to sit up there on the drive and contemplate, you know, just frustrated. Like, man, how can we get up out this month? I ain't like, shh, man, nothing around there, Fletch. You got the, like you say, infantry be hiking, you got to hike to get up out of there.
You talk about leaving the basic you want to. Your ass
going
right back
to that ball. Right back. I'll take my chances finishing basic, man.
I was telling you, man.
But, man, what? Tell them what you got going on, man, because you about to launch some, do some stuff. You got your page and stuff, too, man. Tell them what you got shaking, though, cuz.
Yeah, man, I'm more like a guy who would try a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So a few years ago, I tried doing a pressure washer business.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and did the driveway, and I was out there. It was hot. I'm talking about it. I was like, man, I started loading the equipment up, man. I said, man, this bad vibe, man. this ain't, but them days for me are like over, like, you know, I got to start doing some other easy, I ain't say easy, but like.
More mental than physical.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind the physical, but that wasn't the type of thing I wanted to do.
Yeah,
like,
not
I
that.
Like, so anyway, I did that. I ended up selling the equipment a little bit. One of my partners, I kind of sold the truck to him. Like, it was my truck. He was making the payments on it, just paid off and whatnot.
Then yeah.
I started seeing, like, the YouTube thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out what could I just do. What could I do to try to make a little money? Because I was trying to be rich, man. Like, of course, we all do, but, like, it wasn't that. It was stuff that I could do to pass the time. So I came up with, like, I'm going to start a YouTube.